Okay.
I agree.
Why don't you move on to obviousness?
Yeah, let's move on to obviousness. Well, I think the main argument that Rambis makes is that IAPX, the IAPX reference, which is the basis for the obviousness rejection, it basically has all the features. The only feature that it's missing is using the downside, the falling edge of a clock signal to help increase the data rate. That's the only thing that's missing. And what the examiner and the board both said consistently is that the Inagaki reference specifically teaches that. It says you can use both the rising and the falling edge of an external clock, and if you use both edges instead of a single edge, you will double the data rate or you will speed up the rate of transmitting and writing data to a memory device.
But do you agree that the examiner erred in concluding that there was an unused edge or unused edges?
Right, I think it's correct that there might be...
You've got to let me finish my question
right.
So that the record reflects it.
Sure.
Okay, that there was an unused edge in IAPX.
I think you're correct, Your Honor, and I think Rambis is correct that the examiner made a factual incorrect statement about whether or not the other edges of the clocks were being used, but the board corrected that factual determination.
Well, but that's exactly the problem.
Right.
So the problem is the examiner based his motivation to combine. One of skill in the art would know from Inagaki that you can use up and down and get twice as fast.
Mm-hmm.
And look, IPEX, they're using only up. That means the down's free. Go ahead and insert the down in. Well, whoa, time out. Down's not free.
Right.
So that goes to the heart of the rejection.
Well, in my view, if you read the board's decision and you read the examiner's rationale, what you'll find is really there's more to it than that. What the examiner and the board both said is that both of these references are in the same field, the field of digital writing of memory and data transfer. Both of these references seek to do the same thing. They both seek to speed things up, to get more bandwidth, to become more efficient. And you're correct, there's a factual error in there, but nevertheless, the board was very consistent when it said, just like the examiner, we agree, both the AIPX reference as well as the Inagaki reference, they're both seeking to do the same thing. They're both seeking to solve the same problem. What is that problem? We want to go faster. How does Inagaki solve that problem? We use both edges of the clock. Now when I look at AIPX, IAPX does have all these other clocks with all these other edges. The board said, We can use those other clock edges to help do exactly what Inagaki did,
that
which is speed
like
it up.
That sounds like a totally different rejection to me.
Well,
the problem.
It's really not a new thrust of rejection. There is a factual error in there whether or not the other clock edges were being used for different purposes. That's the point that they make. But the board said, we don't care. Even if they are being used for other more sophisticated purposes, this claim, if you look at the claim, is very, very broad. And this claim only requires a very simplistic rise and fall of the external clock to time or to synchronize the writing of data. That's all it requires. And when you take the IAPX reference, which has clocks, it has external clocks, it has dual edges, we just want to use the edges for a different purpose. What's the different purpose? The different purpose is what Inagaki teaches.
So is it your view that,
right.
that rather than create a new ground for rejection that the board was, what, clarifying?
Yeah, I think you're correct that there is a slight factual error in what the examiner said when he read the reference, but nevertheless, the rationale and the underlying grounds of rejection, the basis for the rejection, and the reasoning for the motivation, that is consistent. That part's the same. So in my view, it's not a new grounds of rejection. And furthermore, Your Honor, nowhere in their brief do they ever say new grounds of rejection. They do say different reasoning, different position. But by the way, there was never a request for rehearing to the board alleging a new grounds of rejection.
There doesn't have to be. They have a right of coming directly to appeal.
Nevertheless, if they really believe that that was a new grounds of rejection when the board wrote that, they did have the opportunity, whether it has to be or not.
Their brief makes it clear that they believe it's a new ground of rejection. They just want the moon and the stars. They'd like us to reverse and not give you a chance to supplement the record to establish the obviousness based on your new ground of rejection.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's our position that it's not a new grounds, even though we never had that argued to us before. But in our responses, as I explained, we believe the underlying rationale for the reasonings behind why an ordinary artisan would take the teachings of Inagaki, which are very clear and very simple, and it's a really good idea. Let's use both edges of the clock. It'll speed things up. It'll go twice as fast. We have everything else in IAPX except for we're using the downside of the clock for a different reason. Let's just use that for increasing the data rate. That's the basis.
Where are you going to put the different reason?
Well, that's in the board's...
Because you can't use the downside of the clock for the different reason anymore, because you're now going to make it...
Correct. And you're going to lose some functionality in IHX. And what are you going to lose? You're going to lose other more sophisticated functions.
How do I know that one of skill in the art would... It would be obvious to them to make that substitution and that they would necessarily know exactly where to put that other functionality that's currently being utilized on the downfalling edge.
Well, A, you don't have to use, you don't have to put the other functionality anywhere, and the reason is the claim doesn't require it, Your Honor. The claim doesn't require
that other functionality. Right. You've got to saying, here's an empty seat. Go ahead and sit in it. Except now there's a lady sitting there. We've got to figure out where to put her.
Except that lady sitting there, the function she was performing is not required by the claimed invention, which means even if we tell that lady to leave the room...
But you're asking one of skill in the art to go ahead and sit in the seat. So the one of skill's looking at it thinking, all right, well, in order for me to put my bottom in that seat, I got to move her.
Right.
You know, the person with skill in the art can be motivated to make that combination. Look, motivation is much more obvious when there's nobody sitting there. When the down cycle, the falling edge of the clock's not being used, the motivation to go ahead and use it to double the speed is pretty logical and obvious.
I mean, that makes sense.
But when it's actually being used for something else, it makes me question whether one of skill in the art would not only say, okay, well, I could use the down cycle, but I'd have to figure out where to put all this other stuff first, because that's the part you're not addressing.
Well, the board did address
it. But I don't see any evidence.
Well, the board addressed it. The board did address that question. They said, we acknowledge that those clocks, are, the other sides of those clocks are being used for other functions. However, we don't, in their view, an ordinary artisan would have been able to simplify the IAPX device, which means what? We're not going to use those other functions. We're going to drop some of the bells and whistles. It's like I've got a car with air conditioning, and now I'm going to take away the air conditioning and use the space in the engine compartment for something else, but now I don't have air conditioning anymore. Okay, well, I lost the air conditioning, Your Honor.
But how is that consistent with In Re Kao, K-A-O, which says, quote, the board's own conjecture does not supply the requisite substantial evidence to support the rejection.
Well, I don't consider it conjecture, Your Honor. I consider that a factual finding based on the rationale. Where does it come from? The desire of the ordinary artisan to do what? Increase speed, increase bandwidth. Where does that come from?
Well,
the teachings of the references. That's what the board used as a basis for its reasoning. Furthermore, the board in itself, I think In Re Berg says it, it can use its knowledge to make factual findings, not only with common sense, with the way the references teach, the technology that they're in. And everybody knew at the time in this technology, just like these references speak to, that increased bandwidth and increased speed and improving those things were critical and important. So there was a great desire by the ordinary digital chip designer to do this, and Inagaki solved it. Inagaki came out in 1981 and told the world, if you use both edges of the clock, you will speed up your system and you'll do it without increasing the chip size. You'll keep the chip small, you'll keep it compact, and you'll make it go faster, and here's a way to do it. Meanwhile, we've got this more sophisticated device over here called IAPX, which has multiple external clocks and multiple chip size,
here's the problem.
You can use them for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. You want to say, oh, well, the board has concluded then that you would just abandon whatever functionality is currently occupying the falling edge of the clock. I'll be honest with you. I did read it, and at one point in preparation for this, I knew what it was. I don't remember anymore.
Right.
But I have this nagging suspicion in my mind, and my law clerk emailed it to me, that functionality is actually critical for the device to operate in.
Well, I don't know that that's true.
And so that, right. Yeah. That, isn't that why a more developed factual record is necessary? Because you don't know if it's true.
Right.
The board didn't tell me anything at all about that, and yet I'm supposed to assume one of skill in the art would just pluck that functionality away, like your air conditioning unit that you're willing to give up on a 95-degree day. And you're going to pluck it away and get rid of it, and I'm just supposed to assume that your car's still going to work. Well, guess what? In the course, that thing is connected in series to a bunch of other stuff that actually matters and makes your car operate. So you can pluck it out, but the functionality isn't going to exist anymore. So would one of skill in the art with that knowledge actually do it? That's the problem with the new ground of rejection.
And the board disagrees with you, Your Honor. The board made a factual finding, and they are entitled to deference for that finding.
But it's in the face of expert testimony.
And if there's evidence, where's the evidence?
Well, the evidence is in the reference. What is
the evidence in the reference that shows if you pluck out the functionality that currently occupies the falling edge of the clock cycle, the device is going to work? Where is the evidence of that?
The board made that determination. They made that decision.
I know, and it's only entitled to deference if there's evidence in the record to support it. And you said the evidence is in the record, Your Honor. So show me
And
in that
my point
record
is if you
evidence.
Read this long, very long, extensive you reference called IATX, Your Honor, my point to you is, yes, what the board said is dropping some of these extra elaborate functions wouldn't destroy the reference. In fact, the whole hearing was all about that. If you read the oral hearing before the board asked Rambis, the advocate, multiple times, they said, are you telling us that if we take away, that if we use the other edge of the clock in IAPX, that it's going to destroy it? And he said, yes, it's going to destroy it. And he goes, no, or is it going to become less effective? And ultimately, he admitted that it would be less effective, which means it wouldn't destroy it. So the board did inquire into that exact question of the advocate before the board hearing. The board hearing's in the record. You can consult it. It said that. My point is, a less effective device is not an inoperative device. And that's exactly what the board focused on.
Was there an expert affidavit in which the expert said that if you did take away that functionality, that it would meaningfully...
I couldn't say whether he's an expert.
Would you let me finish my question? That it would meaningfully alter that reference?
I don't know if there was an expert. There's no expert testimony that I know of that said it in contrast to that. I don't know of it. No, Your Honor, I don't know. I'm not aware of it. But I don't know if expert testimony isn't required. We have fact findings made by the agency. We have a hearing that occurred before the board. We have questions from the board and answers by the Rambis. We have references that teach the desires of the ordinary artisan to why they would want to make such a modification. That was the basis for their obviousness combination. Now,
well, you're contending that the board made fact findings.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the record, and it seems to me the board simply stated its conclusions. Just because the board makes a statement of fact doesn't make it necessarily supported by substantial evidence.
Yeah, and the fact findings that they made, Your Honor, was it's clear from the references, both the examiner as well as the board said, that the references teach an ordinary artisan has a strong desire to increase the speed. And Inagaki specifically says one way to do that, a good way to do that, is to use both edges of the clock. Mm-hmm. That's basically the fact findings, Your Honor. From there, they then took those facts.
But there's no question about what Inagaki teaches, but there's also some question about whether, you know, applying that in combination with the IAPX reference would render the IAPX reference inoperative.
Right. And that's the exact question that was before the board during the hearing. And ultimately, if you read the hearing transcript, what you see is the board didn't view it as inoperative. They viewed it as just potentially less effective. In other words, we're giving up some functionality, but it still works. That was the big dispute in the board hearing, and that's what the APJs repeatedly asked about. Now, before
Mr. LaMarca, we kept